Hello, Brent.
Hi.
Hi, Brent is, you're calling us, you're chiming in from your remote.
I'm remote
We're
today.
always remote, but lately, but
I'm in a hotel right now.
very nice.
I'm in a hotel right now. I'm at the gentleman's quarterly, and it's not actually it's not called that, but my sister calls it that as a joke. But anyway, it's in San Francisco. I'm in San Francisco right now. So I don't have a microphone. Actually, I do have a microphone, but I don't have a way of plugging it into the computer. But
No, you sound, I think you sound okay.
yeah. Okay, good.
This week,
The yeah, this is
here we are at
what
another,
is
just another podcast, another
it's
Poundcast.
another podcast. Once again, it's another podcast. And of course, once again, this podcast is part brought to you by Louisville Vegan Foods. And what does Louisville Vegan Foods do exactly? Well, they do lots of things, but one of their prime projects is something that we like to call, and they like to call, Louisville Vegan Jerky. It is vegan jerky.
That's right, Brent. And LouisvilleVeganFoods.com is where you can go to get it. And if you use the code word Poundcast, you'll get 20% off. I'm gonna type in that website right now to see what's going on there. Ooh, oh, look at this. Maple bacon. That's one of their flavors. Buffalo dill. Huh. Pretty cool. Smoky Carolina barbecue. All the flavors are here, Brent.
All the flavors are all there,
This stuff is,
and
Brett, this stuff is animal and cruelty free, gluten free, non-GMO, made in the USA.
bagged in the United States.
Made in the USA.
It's local. It's fair. It's local. It's fair. It's animal safe. And the stuff is also has a shelf life of 9 months to top that all off. So you really can't go wrong. And you know what? You can go even less wrong by if ordering online, you can get a guess how much discount you get. Guess how much of a discount?
I don't know,
You think,
5%.
yeah, 5%. You'd think that, wouldn't you? You might even, some of you might even think, oh, 10%, right? Wrong again. Not even 15% off. You get 20% off, okay? That's 20, and then a little circle and a line and another circle kind of a thing.
It's a wonderful company, Brent, and I think the Pound Pimples would love this stuff. And you can get it at
Oh,
Sprouts, you can get it at Whole Foods if you don't want to take advantage of the pound.
if you don't want that discount,
If you
then
don't
go
want the
ahead. Do
Poundcast discount, if you do want the Poundcast discount, once again, go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com, use the code word Poundcast and get 20% off. Oh, jeez.
you got to do it. And let me just say this. You know what's kind of crazy about the percent sign? I was just thinking about it. The percent sign kind of looks like zero divided by zero. Did you notice that?
That's interesting.
I
It
just
kind of looks
thought
like
of that.
two, it kind of looks like two balls with a penis cutting through it.
That does look
Wouldn't you
like.
think? Wouldn't you think?
You know what it also looks like? It looks like a nose and two eyes.
Yeah. This guy
You know?
is kind of a nerd. Maybe
Yeah,
it's
it's kind of a
glasses.
nerve. So maybe it's because it's an accountant and he's all calculating, stuff.
Yeah,
I
he's
wonder
made a
how
lot
the
of
percent
mistakes.
sign. You know what? How do you suppose the percent sign even started? You know, actually, how did any of these signs start? Such as the money sign. How did that? Why is it an S with a line in it? You know, how did that start? You know.
Yeah, how do they decide these things? Like when they do the euro, that's like an E thing.
Well, that
And
makes sense because it's euro, E for euro. You know, but S.
okay, but it still is a different looking E, but then how do they, who designs it, who comes up with it? You got the pound, the pound sign. Isn't it like a,
It's an L looking
it's
thing.
like an L kind of thing. Who's
Which,
coming up with this?
what's also interesting is an L, when you're talking about weight also, and you say pounds, that's L, that uses L also kind of, LBS, you know. But the S with a line down this vertical line in it to mean money or to mean dollars, how does that work out? Is it because they thought, dollars and then the S for, I don't know.
I think we should look this up on today's show.
Okay, let's do that. Let's save it for today's show.
What else you got? Is there anything else to announce before we get started? I thought of something. You know, besides Louisville Vegan Foods, another way to support us is going to our Patreon, patreon.com/poundcast. And when you sign up there, you get Poundcast Unzipped. Now, what is Poundcast Unzipped? It is extended episodes. Every episode we do, we give the free version, which is about an hour or so. And then we have an unzipped version where me and Brent keep going once we're well warmed up. And then we go for another half hour, another hour sometimes. And that's some juicy stuff, right, Brent?
The juiciest.
That's pretty juicy stuff.
Absolutely.
You know what else we never mentioned? You get the show earlier. Like, the show usually comes out Friday. And when you sign up for the Patreon, if you sign up for the Patreon, you get it on Wednesday.
Kind of cool. Usually on Wednesday. Unless there's some delay, but
typically you're getting it earlier.
Yeah, usually get on Wednesday, and you also get the video of the whole thing, of the After Dark as well video, you know?
Yeah. So support us there, patreon.com/poundcast. If you want to watch the show on YouTube, youtube.com/thepoundcast. And we are on social media, on Instagram, thepoundcast.
Yes. The podcast and everything else.
And everything else.
And
you got anything else to announce, Brent?
Yeah, I guess just real quick. On August, I'm going to do some shows with Moshe Kasher. And it's they're at Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle, Washington. There's two nights, Friday and Saturday night, and it is on August. I should have this up already, but it's August 26th and 27th. Four shows. Get your tickets, and say what's up.
Like I said before, I'm going to be opening for Tenacious D in September, East Coast, Midwest dates. Go to tenaciousd.com for those and show up. And I'll be doing a long set, by the way. I'm not just going to do like a 10-minute opener. I'm going to do like a 45-minute set, which I've been preparing for, Brent.
Indeed you have.
You saw some of my new bits.
I've seen some of his new bits. He's got this new bit that is good. I won't even say what it is.
Find out. Got to buy tickets if you want to check it out.
And I've been seeing Doug out on the scene, he's getting ready. He's getting primed and ready. He's getting all pumped out,
I've been getting so ready that I got COVID.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
All right. Why don't we get into the show? We can get into the show and then we'll talk about it.
Doug's been getting his hair all feathered and ready to go.
I know. By the way,
you got that feathered look. You're looking like Flock of Seagulls or something like that right now.
I realized something yesterday because I'll talk about that too. Why don't we get into the show and then we'll discuss my hair and we'll discuss my COVID. Okay.
Sounds good. I got something on my mind too. I got something to get off my chest.
I got a great acapella. That's going to have a,
oh yeah. You got acapella.
We got a lot of stuff to talk. We got voicemails. All right, let's get into the show. Let's roll the clip.
Okay.
Roll the clip.
Roll it.
Doug and Brent talking to each other. Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today? Doug and Brent are talking to some pimples. Doug and Brent will talk to their friends. And Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.
Okay, that was the wonderful Poundcast theme song, and that was the original. That was not a remix this week.
We should start to see.
Always next great week, to just roll the original sometimes, Brent?
It is good, but, I think maybe we should change our theme song to Blasting Through Chains, Just use that every use that, not this episode, but moving forward, maybe just use that by the Blasted. Use that from now. I don't know.
Yeah, we could do have something. That's a great song.
It's a good song.
Was running through my head the other day. That song is good.
Me too. It's in my stuck in my head.
Right?
Blasting through chains. Chains of the cage.
Thrusting through ice. Screaming grenades.
And then the drum kind of kicks in. Blasting through dun, 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 blasting through chains.
We're good.
It's stuck in my head, believe it or not. Anyway, hey,
okay, don't have to talk about this a lot, but whatever. I finally got COVID after 2.5 years. I thought I was immune. My hubris. Can you believe my hubris? Thinking I'm never gonna get it.
I didn't think you were. I was pretty convinced you couldn't get it at a certain point, because everybody we knew, including myself, got it at one point, and you had been around so many people, and you're much less careful than me, I would say, you know. Not that you're completely reckless or anything, but
I'm definitely less careful than you are.
Yeah. And I just thought, I just don't think Doug will ever get it, because he's been around so many people, but he finally got it. Believe it or not.
And I went on that Cobra Man tour, and those clubs were packed with sweaty people, like crowd surfing, absolutely sold out concerts. Not that I wasn't like in the mosh pit, but I was like in the club, you know, and, you know, you're in these little grimy backstages, and I didn't catch it then, but somehow I caught it over the weekend, and I was mostly outside all weekend. I don't know what the hell happened. I was indoors a couple times, but
I have a question. Did your friend get it by any chance?
Yeah, my friend got it. So maybe he gave it to me.
Well, no. The one Dave, staying with you?
Dave, who was staying with me.
I meant your female friend.
She did not get it.
Really? That's interesting. I thought maybe you got it from her, maybe, or something. I don't know.
No, sir.
Oh, interesting. So Dave got it too, huh?
Dave got it, yeah. Anyway, you know what's cool? I watched... It gave me a chance to watch the movies. HBO has, I guess the Criterion Collection is on HBO Max.
And
I watched some great movies, Brent, you would like.
Oh, yeah? Which ones?
One of them is called Hobson's Choice.
Oh, I've heard of that, I think.
Yeah. And it was really cool. Like, it's from the late 50s, but I think it takes place in like the late 1800s or something.
Huh.
And then I saw, what else did I watch? The Lady Vanishes, a Hitchcock movie.
Oh yeah.
The Lady Vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was a third one. Oh, it was Tonight or Never. It was about an opera singer who has never been in love, and she wasn't. The thesis of the movie was like, she had a great voice, but all these people were like, "Yeah, you were okay or whatever," and they were like, "She's never had a." She's basically, they're saying, since she wasn't like sleeping with anybody, she couldn't have the passion and the heart to really sing it as a lover.
Huh.
It's very strange.
Interesting. Okay. And so then, she had a fine song.
Well, then there was this gigolo walking around, you know.
What year is it?
I think it was black and white. It was like the 40s probably. And then this gigolo is walking around, and she tries to hook up with this gigolo so she can like sing better. I don't want to spoil it, but you got to check it out. It's pretty stupid. And then I started watching this movie called The Innocents. And apparently it's a really scary movie.
Hmm.
I didn't get through it yet, but I will.
Well.
Oh, so what else happened is I usually don't really wash my hair. I started washing it and not putting anything in it. And it just has this cute feathered look. And this is going to be my new look.
It looks very kind of 80s to me, actually.
Yeah, this is going to be my new look. Because I try to comb it and I put some like pomade in it or whatever that shit is. Now I'm just going to leave it. I'm just gonna wash it.
Now you should just wear some makeup and you'll look really new romantic or something. You know, you really look new wave.
New romantic is they have like their hair sprayed up and stuff, right?
Not necessarily. I mean,
yeah, they're all like. Anyway,
man, you look like a real flock of seagull.
No, I don't.
You look like a seagull.
No, look at the flock of seagulls. They look way different.
Well, you look like just like a really puff. Feathered. You look like a feathered young man.
I just look like Ken Burns with blonde hair.
I don't know. I could see you wearing a tuxedo and makeup and stuff.
I've been watching the Ben Franklin documentary too by Ken Burns.
Ben Franklin?
Yeah, there's a Ben Franklin.
Speaking of Benjamin Franklin's on the $100 bill. Speaking of which, let's look up that symbol. You know, how do they come up with the S with the line going down through it? What's that all about?
Origin of the dollar.
Oh, you know what? I think I know what it is. I'm looking at the symbol right now. What if it's a snake? It's supposed to be a snake on a, you know, on like a on a rod. You know what I mean? A snake on a rod. What do you think about that?
This is kind of interesting. According to Rand, the dollar sign, written with two downward slashes instead of one. Oh, I think it originally had two downward slashes.
Yeah, two. I think it's a
capital U superimposed over a capital S minus the lower part of the U. So it was supposed to be like the US.
Oh, what the hell? Who says that? That's not true, is it?
According to Rand.
Who's Rand? You mean Rand McNally?
Rand Paul. I don't know. Here's another. The dollar sign, also known as the peso sign, P-E-S-O. Isn't that interesting?
Peso?
Yeah.
Peso. That's Mexican. Right. That's Mexican money.
Huh. They use that symbol in the Brazilian money, R with that S symbol, and the Nicaraguan Cordoba. It's a C with the S next to it. History.
Well, there's no
whatever. This is boring. I don't want to get into it.
There's no verified explanation of what that is. I mean, the US thing is interesting. I don't know if that's true or not, but
anyway. There's too much information here on this
right. Maybe the percent sign is because it's kind of like you know, kind of looks like there's a line and two kind of O's or whatever. Maybe it's weights, you know what I mean? And maybe it's kind of supposed to look like, weights, you know what I mean? Balancing weights.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? One side being heavier than the other or something like that.
The sign for percent evolved by gradual contraction of the Italian term percento. Meaning for a hundred. The per was often abbreviated as P, eventually disappeared entirely. The cento was contracted into two circles by a horizontal line. So there you go. Just over time, they just, it's from an Italian. It's got an Italian.
Right. I want to see what that evolution looks like though. Does it show the progression of percento turning into that thing?
Oh, okay. So Brent, imagine it said percent means P100, right?
Yeah.
So imagine a P and then, you know, 100, the number 100.
Yeah.
The P disappeared and then there was just 100 and then they took the one and put it in the middle. And then so the zeros, just to simplify
it. That is interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. If you go to Wikipedia, it does have images like showing how it changed over time.
You can show it right now. You don't have to. Who cares? I get it. I actually get it. So whatever. I get it. So do the listeners. And
it's not that great. Well, what do you got to get off your chest, Brent?
Well, all right. Look, I want to talk about trash for a second here. Okay. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever had your trash bins out on the street, you know, to get collected, you know? And then, you know, you collect the trash collects, right? And the trash trucks come at different times with the different bins, you know what I mean? The recycling one and the plants and stuff. And then the.
Yeah, the black one, which is the main trash, that truck comes at the crack of dawn and wakes me up.
Well, it doesn't necessarily come that time for me, but it's more, here's my issue. It's not, you thought I was going to get, it was going to be about sounds that it makes.
No, I'm just saying, I know that they're at different times because the black one, which is like your, you know, the whatever it's called, landfill trash. Just that one comes so early. I feel like my street is the first street that trucks come down or something.
Well, anyway, when you bring your trash cans in, you probably like to do them all at once, right? You don't want to just hear it get collected and then run out and go get it. You probably wait till they're all collected and then bring them in, right? So anyways, I left my, you know, I left the bins out there. And then once they were all collected, I got them. And somebody who had been walking their dog put a bag of poo, I'm assuming it's a bag of dog poo, in the black trash bin, right? And it stunk. It was in a bag, but it stunk, and there were flies all around. And I can't put the bag of poo somewhere in someone else's thing because that would be wrong, you know? And so I just thought, I guess I have to have this poo in the trash now for a whole week. Okay.
Well, it's got a lid on it, right?
Yeah, but it stunk so bad that it was still, you could still smell it. And so anyway, I actually got a package. I got an envelope, a bubble wrap envelope, and I put it in that. And then I put it in another envelope just to try to contain it even more. And I kept it in the trash, and it stunk, and it stunk up the whole area where the trash bins are. Okay. And it's been like that for the whole week. Okay. The whole week stunk up this whole area because of this poo that was in there and not very sealed, I guess, in the bag. And so here's my thing. I'm talking about an annoyance here is it's wrong. First of all, you know that it's illegal. That's against the law. Actually, you're not supposed to use other people's trash.
Let me show you. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So there's been times when there's something in my trash can that I don't want in there, and I'll explain what. And it's deep down. Did you lean your whole ass body in that can, or did you have what did you have, a fishing pole, or what did you?
I put the trash can on its side, and then I did reach in, you know, and I tried not to touch anything on the sides.
Those things are like 4 feet tall, you know. They're kind of.
Well, big. I just kind of tried to reach my arm in there, you know, and I just I did grab it.
I just can't imagine you doing that at all.
No, it was gross. I didn't like to do it. It's also an old bin. I'm going to get a new bin soon, but it's an old bin that has cracks in it. Maybe that's why it smells also, but the smell of the poo is so strong, and it didn't dry up. It lasted for days where I was still smelling. The flies were all going there and stuff, all these flies around. And so, you know, I looked it up on the internet, and it is illegal. Actually, it's considered stealing if you use somebody else's trash, because you pay for the trash, and then if somebody else using it, it's supposedly that's like steal. It's like theft. So it counts as theft. And anyway, my thought is this: you used to have a dog. Did you ever dump your dog poo in someone else's trash can? One, two. Do people do that? And three, don't do that. That's if it's your dog's poo, you take it to your house and you put it in your trash, you know? Don't be put it in other people's trash. They have to have it for a whole week now?
Well, Brett.
And what's the solution? That's the biggest question. What's the solution?
Yeah, when I owned a dog, first of all, it's something that it's just going to happen. That's what people do. You can't stop it unless you hide your What I do now is I put my cans, they're out. I made a little area next to the sidewalk and they're always out there. And what I don't like is when they put it in the recycling one. So I face the recycling one away from the sidewalk. So if people are going to put the poo in, they're going to put it in the black one or even the lawn, the mulch, you know, the one that where you put all your clippings and stuff, because I feel like that's just going to be ground up for like mulch or something. So maybe poo would be fine in there. And as someone who did do that, I did. Sure. I put it in other people's cans, but if those,
why do you do that?
Because I'm not going to walk for like blocks and blocks holding this little bag of poo.
That's your responsibility as a, you know, the person who owns the dog. You know?
No, there's an unspoken, thing where like, if your can's out there, we're going to use it. It's better than leaving the poo on the ground. So I say,
no, it's not.
As long as they're going to, you'd rather have poo just like laying on the sidewalk.
Well, I'd rather the poo. It's just that you're now making it so that I have to, the poo is now in my area and it's going to smell up that whole area now for a whole week.
Well, it's never bothered me. I never had a problem with it. Trash cans usually smell bad anyway. If it's this in there, maybe if yours has cracks in it, maybe that's, you just get to get a new can.
I will
when
get
my, when the lid's shut, it's not a problem. Here's what I don't like is when people put like cans of beer and stuff in like the one in the green one that's for supposed to be like, you know,
leaves
and yard waste, whatever. So then I have to go in there and take that out and put it in the recycling. It's so annoying. And I swear every week I look in my can and there is an empty pack of Camel unfiltered cigarettes like every week. And I'm like, who's out in front of my house throwing those in my can? I'm so confused. I want to put a camera out just to be like, who's doing this?
Yeah,
why is it always in my can? Who's out there?
Press charges. If you don't like something in your bin, press charges. That's the solution. I guess the solution is get a camera, see who's putting poo in my can, and then bust their butts, you know, and say, this is you just stole room from my can that I paid for. You don't.
Okay. Well, that's
what? Am I being unreasonable here?
I think
am
you're I being unreasonable? How am I being unreasonable? Other things to worry about. It's a mild inconvenience. It's not like they're stealing. Are you filling your can up to the top where like, oh no, I can't put all my trash in here. Because little 2 ounces of dog poo is in there.
Well, it's
how much trash do you even produce?
A lot. But here's the thing: that's not even the issue. It's not even about space. It's the smell. That's the problem. Is that it stunk? If it didn't smell so bad, I wouldn't have cared actually. But the thing is that the dang thing stunk the whole air. It wasn't, by the way, just like you go to the trash cans, you smell it. It was smelling up the whole air vicinity. So I could smell it from far away. It was
You got to fix your garbage can because it's not supposed to smell.
Well, I think it was the poo that smelled so strongly that it was just a real stinker, you know? And, you know, I wish I could have seen where that person went and just taken that poo and put it on their doorstep or something, you know?
Well, let's figure out a solution to this. Maybe you could have, you know, those like greeting cards that open and then they play a song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can use that technology on your garbage can and make a "Don't Put Poo in Here" song, like make a big one of those. So when they open it, no poo in here, no poo in here. And it makes such a loud thing. They're going to be spooked and they're going to like, you know, everyone's going to be looking at them like, what the heck is that racket?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe invent a garbage can that has a no poo in here song that plays when you open the lid.
But you also just made me think of something else. You could put a little camera on the lid kind of where you could see them. You know what I mean?
So every time it opens, it starts recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Now that's an invention. Cause then I could see who's putting the cans in the green, in the ref, in, you know, in the yard waste. And who's putting those Camel unfiltered packs? Who's smoking those? My neighbor smokes, but I can't imagine. He's a lot like you.
Which one? You know why I'm here, or Jim?
You know which guy I'm talking about.
You know why I'm here?
I'm not going to say. You know which guy I'm talking about.
I actually don't know if it's Jim or you know I'm here, but he's a lot like me.
Don't say their names on the podcast, even though they're not listening.
They're not listening. That's why I said it.
I'm just very particular and very, he even said, he mentioned that he doesn't like when people put their poo bags in his cans.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did. You mean this guy?
I don't know what this guy. No, not that guy.
Oh.
The other guy, of course.
I didn't mention his name. You know why I'm here. I didn't mention his name. I just said, you know, I'm here. I mean, okay.
Anyway, that's something that to me is like, I don't know. I just feel like put the poo in the can, whatever.
Do not encourage that behavior. That's bad etiquette. It's your dog. Put the poo in it's your dog. Keep the poo. You have to keep the poo for a week. You're going to make me keep the poo for a week now. You know, it's not my dog.
A garbage can is full of garbage.
It doesn't matter how full it is. It stinks. It stunk up my whole area.
I think it's more rude to put a recycling in a non-recycled can. That's more offensive to me.
I just think you shouldn't be putting any trash of your, you keep your trash to yourself unless you get permission from the person, you know, the person. I'm going to put a sign up that says no dumping.
One of my neighbors has a little like bucket and it says, put your dog poo in this bucket.
Oh, that's a good idea. Actually,
I mean, you could do that. And then you could, you know, keep it.
I mean, it's not a great idea. It's not a great idea.
Separated.
What do you do with it? What do you do with the bucket of poo? It's actually kind of bad, actually.
Well, I'm not sure why it smelled because it's wrapped up in a plastic bag, too.
I don't know. I think it was such a stinker that it somehow just escaped the bag. It was so strong, man.
Well, Brent, I think you came up, you know, that was a very special poo that's like extra stinky. By
the way, the poo was, it was a huge bag, by the way. It was like, I mean, it looked like, I mean, it was a big sack. I mean,
Saint Bernard.
It must have been a big dog, or who knows? Maybe it was a human. I don't know. You know, maybe somebody was walking their gimp, and the gimp had to go. It was huge.
Okay. Well, moving on. Here's a minor annoyance. It's actually a big annoyance for me, but because going on that tour with Cobra Man, and pretty much every time I see a live band or something, the kick drum is too loud. There's too much bass at these like venues. Hmm. They crank it up to the max. And if everyone is going to a concert and you're supposed to wear earplugs, why don't they just do concerts that are quieter so you don't have to wear earplugs? You know what I mean?
Right. What's up
it's
with that?
It's sort of like, I don't know what, it's sort of like going to a movie, but this movie is going to be so bright. You're going to want to wear sunglasses, but how about just make the movie less bright? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why have these shows that are so loud? They're going to damage your ears unless you wear earplugs. And it sounds like shit with those foam earplugs. It's like, you know?
Well, maybe they do it because they know people are going to be talking and stuff and they're going to be too loud. The other people are going to be too loud because they're not going to be being respectful. Because, you know, a lot of people are disrespectful. You know, people, this is probably the same kind of people who put trash in other people's trash. Uh-huh. They probably go to the concerts and they're all yapping and stuff. So you can't really hear the music. So they have to turn the music up to overpower the people. It's a vicious cycle because the music goes louder, then the people start yapping.
Yeah, they're all just talking, and
the music has to be loud enough to overpower people talking as loud as they can, yelling basically.
Yeah, but maybe it's just feeding on each other because it's like the music's louder, so they're going to talk louder. What if the music was at a reasonable level that wasn't ear splitting? Maybe people wouldn't quite talk so loud. I don't know. Well, a lot of times people are just watching the performance.
Well, that's how it should be, but there's always,
I don't think, people. I still think if it's, I'm not proposing it's going to be like quiet, like it's coming out of a computer speaker or something. I'm just saying, you know, people are going to talk at a music show anyway. And I don't know. Why not try it? Why not have one venue where they try to turn it down?
Well, you know, probably Largo had it down because they had a strict policy of no talking at all there. So, well, back at the old Largo, at least, you would get kicked out. If you talked at all, you're out. It's completely silent in there.
I love that.
And they had a no cell phone policy. If you
why don't they just do that? But my original thing was the kick drum, particularly, is like the technology on these sound systems with the subwoofers and stuff. It is like the kick drum is just, it's just like this massive, like shockwave every time they kick it.
It is loud.
When I was performing the bass on my music, I was DJing and then doing some comedy stuff. It was still so loud. It just seemed like, I told the sound guy, just turn the bass down, and he turned it down, and it was fine. Still worked.
So maybe they just got to turn the bass down.
End of rant.
Maybe how about this? No more bass.
Yeah, take the bass out. Okay, do you want to listen to a voicemail, or do you want to hear this?
Well, what's the solution, by the way? We didn't think of a solution for your thing.
Well, I can't think of a funny one.
How about, you know?
Oh, I got it. Take everyone who has a dog. This will kill two birds. If you have a dog and you're walking it, you collect your bags and then you bring them to this venue, right? Where I'm going to perform. What?
You stuff them in the speakers?
No, you stuff them in their mouth when they talk. And you insist everyone be quiet.
Oh, I think you're going to say if the music's too loud, you stuff them into the speakers. Like you cake the poo into the speakers so that it, you know, kind of muffles the sound.
Yeah.
And if you got a heavy load like the one that was in my bin, you know, hey, it's going to muffle it pretty well. You know?
Oh, jeez.
Or you put the poo, fling the poo out onto where the mics are on the drums and stuff, you know, you just cake it on the mics.
Oh no, you have some kind of like, cause did I talk about Carrot Top? I saw Carrot Top and, did I talk about it last week? The Carrot Top?
Yeah.
During his finale, he kept shooting out these streamers. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like tons of streamer confetti kind of thing. What if they had those confetti cannons? What if they had the confetti cannons, but you filled it with those dog poos? And every time if people were getting too loud, they just blasted some dog poo confetti on the crowd. Then they'll be quiet.
Sure, I hope that works.
Then no one has to be that loud.
The solution is
I'm just not going to go to any more concerts. That's my solution.
I will say this. When you put earplugs in, though, I actually think it does make the music sound kind of better, actually. It kind of mixes the music a little bit, you know?
Well, it kind of takes off the high end.
I think it kind of compresses the music a little bit, makes it so you can kind of hear it better.
I don't know. The thing is, the bass, it still kind of bothers my ears. Even it still kind of like rattles my inner ear or something.
Uh-huh.
Even when I have the earplugs in.
Right. By the way, was Carrot Top shirtless during that part?
I don't think so. He did a lot of costume changes near the end. Was he shirtless at yours?
The finale, yeah, he's shirtless.
I think he had a shirt on this time.
Okay. You know what's funny? Chris Angel, you know, you've seen him and I've seen him a couple times actually.
What if that's the same guy? You know,
could be
the same
guy. I will say this. First time I saw Chris Angel, his shirt was off, you know, during parts of the show. And he looked, you know, he's pretty in shape or whatever. But the second time I saw him, his shirt didn't really come off and he didn't look like he was in as good of shape as the before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Carrot Top
stole his body.
I know he used to be super buff. Maybe he's not quite as in shape.
Oh, when you saw Carrot, was he not as big? I mean, not as swole?
Couldn't really tell. You know, he had like a long sleeve shirt on. Couldn't really tell. I'd have to look through the one picture I took.
I wish I could, you know, the old Carrot, you know, the one who was skinny. You know, it's, you know what it reminds me of? Did I ever tell you that, you know, I saw the preview for the first Captain America movie? I mean, the modern Captain America series. I saw a preview for it, and it made me sad because it made me think, oh, this skinny guy, it shows this skinny kid or whatever, and he doesn't get into the army or something like that, and he feels kind of worthless because he's a little skinny guy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they have some kind of genetic modification to his body or something like that, and it makes him really buff, right?
Right.
And I thought that was sad to me because sometimes it's sad to me when I see people who were not buff become buff, or who kind of just, yeah, I don't know. Something about that change makes me sad in a way, because it just makes me think that they were not happy with, they were insecure about being skinny or something. And they just, I don't know, something about it's sad to me. And I guess when I see the old Carrot, you know, when he was skinny, I don't know. There's something a little sad about, I don't know, about him becoming buff or something. I don't know, you know? I mean, does it make you sad when, I don't know, people get plastic surgery? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, people should be able to, obviously, do what you want with your body. I mean, it's your body and, you know, whatever makes you happy, you know? But I do like to just see, something about change kind of is sad to me. I don't know. Something about change and something about people not, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No, I know what you're saying. It's like, it's kind of weird. Like even when I saw Dr. Dre looking all buff.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like, but it's just sort of like, why are you trying to do that?
Why? Yeah. Or Chappelle, you know, when Chappelle got all buff.
Yeah.
And he's all talking all deep. What happened? I mean, why is he got, I don't know. It's almost like this weird loss of innocence or something like that, you know, where when they were skinnier or, you know, not as in shape, they were more innocent. And then they got buff. They lost their innocence or something.
Well, I feel like these type of people.
This is stupid of me to say this.
Well, no, it's okay. I think maybe the thing is like these guys are like alpha dogs that are like type A personalities, right? At the top of their game. So maybe,
are they?
Well, someone like Dr. Dre is a billionaire and, you know, and Dave Chappelle, everyone's saying he's the best comedian in the world and everything. And like, maybe he's like, what can I do next to be like a winner or something? And it's like, I'll work on my body or something, you know, I'll get buff.
To me, it makes me think they want to be out.
Well, it's like they hit some kind of ceiling of success, and then they have to like, they always have to be improving. And then they're like, in their mind, getting all buff is like a way of improving or something. Don't you think there's something to it?
I don't know. To me, it makes me just think that they didn't feel like alpha dogs. And they wanted to try to show that they're alpha dogs by showing their body being alpha. But I guess I just don't, you don't need to be an alpha. You don't have to be an alpha dog. Well, first of all, you can be an alpha dog. You can be an alpha dog and be skinny and small. You can. Look at me. I'm an alpha dog. I don't need to be buffed to prove that I'm an alpha.
Just one other thing I noticed about Carrot. He seems to have had plastic surgery, right? We can all agree on that.
Seems that way.
But his nose, I feel like he had like kind of a small, cute little nose in the 90s. But now it's like a big nose. Like he had like an opposite of a nose job or something. You know what I'm saying? You know really? What I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Maybe he's still, you can still get a nose job and make it bigger, I guess.
Yeah, no one's ever, no one, people don't do that. They don't get
that. Can you pull that up on video? Can you show me a before and after?
Okay, yeah, I got it pulled up here. Let's pull it up. Share screen. Here we go. Okay, so these are just some random images, right? So here's him. You see him here? This is probably from Chairman of the Board or something.
This is his innocent.
The upper right. You see upper right?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at like that.
Oh, yeah. There's something. Well, you know, I think it's almost as if his whole face became more just plump or something, you know? Ah, carrot.
Gosh, look at that one.
Oh, carrot. I just don't know what to say to you, carrot. I just.
Like, I'm still a fan, and, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I just. You know, it's a Michael Jackson kind of situation in a way, you know? I mean, I'm a fan, but they do these things to their selves, you know? But hey, I don't want to dismiss that. I mean, maybe Carrot, you know, is really into the way he, you know, his look, you know, and being buff, and
hey, if he likes it, he likes it.
Nose, yeah. Having a nose implant, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, he had the nose implant. Now, you want to listen to a voicemail or listen? See this acapella I got. This acapella is quite something.
I think we should start with some voicemails this time, but let me just say this real quick. By the way, about plastic surgery and stuff, you know, it's not, hey, it's, I think of plastic surgery as the same as getting tattoos, you know, and I'm not a fan of tattoos either, actually, but, and I don't like tattoos or plastic surgery, but if people like to, they want to express their body in a way and they want to get things done to their body in a way, I think of plastic surgery the same as tattoos, and you know that, hey, if people all want to do that, that's cool. You know, there was this woman, and sometimes actually when people take it to a real extreme, I get it in a way that somebody might do a full body tattoo. So there's that one woman who looks like a doll. You know, that one woman, she's Russian. Well, there's a couple women like that. And she had all these surgeries done to make herself look as much like a doll as possible, like a Barbie doll. And I thought that was, I you know, I thought that was kind of, you know, I got that. I thought that was kind of similar to somebody getting, you know, all tattoos or, you know, doing something like, sometimes people want to look like a lizard or something like that.
Do you know these guys, the Bagnoff brothers?
Yeah, the twins, right? Are they twins or they just get plastic surgery so hardcore that it made them look like twins or something? And what do they look like before the surgeries, I wonder? It is interesting that they're brothers. I mean, God, it is. Hey, but you know, that's the look they wanted, I guess, you know? I mean, yeah, not to knock anybody who's had plastic surgery. I mean, look, it's, you do what you want, you know? I mean, whatever makes you happy, but I just, you know, yeah, whatever makes you happy, man, you know, whatever.
Oh, look, look how handsome they look. Oh, my gosh,
is that what they look like?
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Why would
that
they go from
so
that?
So crazy. They look so different
to that.
I mean, what do they look like? They look like something. Are they twins or not twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, right? Wow. That's amazing. Sorry to the listeners that you're not knowing what we're talking about, but just look up the Bogdanov twins. They looked so, you know, regular looking in the before pictures. And then they turned into, what did they turn into?
I don't know. I think, you know, like I said, maybe when people are rich and successful, they get bored and they got to do something. Maybe that's just all it is.
Michael Jackson, he just went through such a transformation physically with his face. And you know, I know that he was probably self-conscious. I think that he used to get teased about his nose by his family, in fact, I think. And so I guess that explains the nose, I guess. You know what it's like, though? It's kind of like an obsession. You ever done this? I did this in the past. You ever, you know, I used to get more pimples in the past, you know, say when I was a teenager. You ever, you know, you get a pimple and then you start to mess with it, and then you, it becomes, you get obsessed with it a little bit and you start messing with it too much, and you're thinking, okay, if I just do a little more, I can get this popped, you know, or whatever. And you just make it worse. And it, and you know, the nugget, you know, when you pop a pimple, there's a nugget that you need to squirt out, you know, you know, the nugget, right? There's a nugget that's in there. That's the root of the problem, is the nugget. And sometimes you might squirt some juice out, but the nugget doesn't come out, and that's not going to take care of the problem. Anyway, and you think, oh, if I squeeze a little more, I'm going to get the nugget out, and you end up not doing it, and you just make the thing worse, and it, you just add more trauma to the area on your face. It's kind of like that, I feel like, in a way, where you, it becomes this thing where you think, okay, if I just do a little more, I can, I'm going to fix this. And you, it just, it, you just keep making it worse. And that's kind of what happens with people who get into plastic surgery, I think. Or people like Michael Jackson. I think he just thinks, oh, okay, the nose is almost there. I just need to make it a little bit. I need to tweak it just a little bit. And you just keep tweaking it more and more until there's nothing left, but a little, but nothing, just a, nothing left.
I think tattoos are like that too. Cause I know a lot of people, once they get one, then they kind of like,
yeah, they can't stop.
They just got to get more and more.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I've noticed this a lot with people who go sober, you know, they're addicted to alcohol, and then they get off alcohol, and then they start getting into tattoos, and they get addicted to tattoos. It's almost as if it compensates, or it took the place of their addiction to alcohol. They need something to do to, I don't know, take the place of it. Or sometimes they do. And I notice people get all these tattoos and they go sober. And I've also noticed they become sex addicts too. Or I mean, not as well. I mean, I've seen that happen where people are just all sex all the time if they go sober.
That sounds good.
By the way, am I breaking up at all to you?
No. I think at first you were, okay. But you sound good now. Let's listen to a voicemail, Brent.
Yeah. So this is from, you know, we still have these voice, yeah, messages that, why don't you tell them in a number while I'm pulling this up?
You got one?
You want to tell them the number real quick before we start playing these?
Oh, yeah. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 213-207-6952. That's 213-207-6952. And we will play it on the air. And hopefully it's not a dud.
You know what I want, by the way? I want you to call in with some solutions for me for that dog poo thing, you know?
Oh, there you go.
You mean, I want to hear what you have to say about that. All right. Here's a message from, this is called titled, and Jack Birch, he titles all these. And
yeah, by the way, we don't even screen these ahead of time. We just let them rip. So but even if it's a dud, we're probably going to play it.
Jack Birch compiles these, you know, and puts them in a folder and stuff. All right. So this is called, titled A Pimples Problem.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Brent. I have a huge problem. Ever since I started listening to you guys' podcast, I've become really funny. And it's really annoying, honestly, because I'm hanging out with my friends and I start telling jokes. They keep laughing, and they laugh so much. They piss and shit all over themselves, and it starts oozing out of the bottom of their pants. And it's just really getting in the way. It's getting in the way of our friendships, because for one, it's really stinky, and it ruins a lot of furniture, and that shit's expensive because they have to buy new pants all the time. And I'm not trying to be that funny, but it just rubs off so easily, and they just don't know where it's coming from. But I ask them to use the bathroom before we hang out, and sure enough, telling a couple jokes, shit starts to ooze right out of the bottom of their pants. So we tried the diapers, but I don't know. That's an obvious solution, but it just keeps leaking. So I need, this is a big problem. I need some help. I wish you guys weren't rubbing off on me so much, because this shit is annoying, literally. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Well, I mean,
I got an idea.
Okay.
Obviously, you tried the diaper.
Well, we haven't tried a full body diaper yet.
A full body diaper.
I'm thinking full body diaper.
Yeah. What about if, you know, like snow pants?
Yeah.
What if there was diaper that was just snow pants, but a diaper down the legs all the way down?
Not even snow, but imagine a one piece.
A onesie.
Type thing, but it's made a diaper. It's a full diaper.
Like a snowmobile suit, you know, that you,
yeah, but
you
even zip. It covers your feet too. You know what I mean? It's fully, you slip your legs into it. It covers your feet also. So you're fully, you know what I mean? Fully
like immersed. Like children's pajamas that are.
Yeah.
With the feet.
Yes. Yeah. With the feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can invent that. Go on Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
And pitch it. And maybe you can even get investors and maybe you can make some money doing it.
Maybe you can get Mr. Wonderful wearing one of those.
Another thing you could do.
Imagine Mark Cuban wearing a full body diaper, man. I can see that working.
Yeah. Well, another thing you could do is like, you know, don't be funny around them at like when you're out in public or at a restaurant. But when you want to hang out with them and start being funny, you make sure they strip down naked. And just kind of do it in your backyard, hang out in your backyard, and you can just hose them down. You know, it's not going to get on any, it's not going to ruin any furniture. It's not going to ruin any pants. Hose them down.
Just from now on, only hang out with your friends in an outdoor setting in the nude.
Yep.
And, you know, you get the hose ready. And once they start oozing, you just start blasting. It's that easy.
It's that easy. Next.
You know what? If you want to go out in public, bring a squirt gun with you, you know? And then when they just, you know, when they start oozing, you start blasting with the squirt gun. Same thing.
There's got to be some kind of super glue that you can just put on your butt. They'll just keep that thing shut.
Keep the cheeks tight.
Well, it reminds me of this thing I wrote for Tim and Eric a long time ago called Diarrhea for Am.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
It's like a diaphragm for your butt. So when you have diarrhea, you put in this diaphragm and it plugs it up until you're safely at a bathroom where you can unload.
Ooh.
The diarrhea.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, a catheter thing, you know, when they have people have a tank that fills up for pee, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you use.
I'm just wondering if the diaphragm bit. Yeah. Should we watch it real quick?
Oh, you actually they made it too. You didn't just write it.
Oh yeah, it's been made. It's got Jack.
Oh god, wait, hold on. Is this gonna be a copyright issue thing?
Maybe.
Maybe we'll save it for after dark.
Okay.
Because it's
got Jack McBrayer, isn't it? And by the way, you know that one it's called D Pants. It's like a classic Tim and Eric bit.
Yeah, yeah. The pants.
You know, you wear the diarrhea pants, the D Pants.
Yeah.
You know whose legs those are in that commercial? Wearing the D Pants? That is none other than Daniel Scheinert. One of the Daniels from Everything All at Once. What's that movie? The new movie.
Why was it his pants? Why was it his legs? I mean,
he was an intern on Tim and Eric.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And I remember when he was interning. He edited a little promo thing for, I think, Awesome Con or something. And when I saw his cut, I was like, okay, oh shit, this guy's good. You know what I mean? I was like, whoa.
You thought, this guy's good. We got to get him in those pants.
No, I didn't put him in the pants.
This guy's good. We got to use his legs for that diarrhea pants thing.
No, I was like, dude, this kid's good. Wow. And then I saw some of his short films him and Daniel did. And I was like, okay, these kids are good. Anyway.
All right, next.
Next.
Down Under, Brendan's got a problem. Down Under, Brendan's got a problem.
Let's let it rip.
G'day, Doug and Brent. Brendan. G'day, Doug and Brent. Brendan calling from Australia. Listen, I don't want to pitch this as a problem. More as something that maybe you can just maybe inform me of how to respond in this situation. Often, you know, when you're calling a bank or some other, like the council or something, and they're looking up something for you on the phone, often the person on the other end makes these sort of sounds, like kind of, or they might kind of make a, kind of noises. And just wondering what I should be doing in that situation. Should I be responding, you know, with other noises similar to that? Or just your general, solutions on this would be great. Thanks, gents. Peace. Bye.
I think you got the right idea.
Absolutely.
Like, you
let's do that, Brent. Let's play that out. You be the guy. I want to be the caller because I want to
make. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. So act like you're the guy from customer service.
What's your account number?
That is 194.
Okay. And
678.
I'll look that right up. Here, hold on. Let me just look that up.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Give me more, Daddy. Give me more, Daddy.
Come on. Let me do it. Let me try. Give me more. Give me more. Here.
USA Bank. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if I could get I needed a disputed charge.
Account number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, get that. Yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Let me check this out.
Yeah, that's real good right there.
You like that?
Louder, louder. Wait, louder.
Yeah.
you're...
Hey, you like that?
Like, wait, hold on. Do the sound.
See here. Yep. Okay. Louder. Let me just get in there.
Louder.
I'm just waiting for it to load here.
Louder.
Almost again? There. Almost there.
What's your name again?
Huh?
What's your name?
Charles.
Louder, Charles.
Okay, we're almost there. Just opening up your file here.
Did you find it?
Okay, we're there, and your charges have been sent back to the account. Anything I can help you with today, sir?
Let me think real quick.
Louder, Brent.
I think that's gonna be it. I think. Actually, no. Watch. This is how I go. Say, is there anything else I can do for you?
Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Hold on. I think so. Hold on 1 second. I think that's going to be it. Thanks a lot. You did a lot. You really helped. You really helped a lot.
You could like preemptively do something weird to make them not feel so comfortable that they're going to moan and do little sounds. So, Brent, you be the customer service representative.
Okay, Chase Bank, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I...
What's the name on the account?
Johnson.
Stevens.
Okay, just to clarify...
I just want to make sure my account is still working.
Your name is Johnson Stevens? Is that right?
Johnson Stevens. That's...
I'll be right... Let me look that up. So you can dictate the sounds they make, you know what I mean? That's the solution. You make the sound, you customize the sounds.
Yeah, you make them do sounds that you like.
Okay, honestly though, you know when they do the automated voice on when you call different things, like say you call AT&T, looking up your number, looking up your account right now, it straight up sounds, I mean, I know people probably made this joke already, but it just sounds like this. You know, it sounds like a, you know, it sounds like if you, you know, made your cheek, it sounds like a, it sounds like a jacking off sound, yeah, you know? What is up with that? What are they thinking? That what are they trying to, that's not supposed to sound like a keyboard typing. That sounds like a masturbation. I don't know what they're thinking.
It kind of sounds like a keyboard, but I think through the low res, like the compression of it, it just sounds like something else.
It sounds so, I just think it's a weird thing that they do that. And I think it's funny. And I like the idea that I think this joke has been made by tons of people. Probably they probably had a Saturday Night Live sketch about it already, but I like the idea that someone on the call center is actually masturbating and they're just going, all right, looking up your account right now. Okay. I found it. Can you verify what school you went to, high school you went to? Okay. Whatever, you know, North Hollywood High School. Let me just verify that. Oh yeah. Okay. Can you tell me that high school name again, one more time?
It was where did I go? Johnson Stevenson South.
Ooh, I found your account. That's what it sounds like, right? I swear it sounds like that. What's up with that? I don't think it's supposed to be keyboard sounds, you know? Let's call it right now. Can we call one right now?
Only certain ones have that.
I'm calling it. I'm calling an AT&T number right now. I think AT&T does it. Let's try calling AT&T. What do you say?
It's like this. It doesn't sound like jacking off to me.
It does, man. I swear.
All right, call it. Let's find out.
I'm going to find out right now. Watch this. This is going
to
be cool.
You might have to plug in some info so they take you into the, you know, it doesn't start just making that sound right when you call.
Well, I'll just make up some fake thing, you know?
Okay.
We'll see what happens here. I don't know if this is going to work. We'll see what happens here. I don't know.
Welcome to AT&T. Oh. Para español, oprima el otro.
I don't want the guy to do it. You know when you get the
calls are recorded for.
Keep going. What happened?
Sorry. What can I? What help do you need with your bill?
I want to hear the masturbation sound.
I didn't catch that. What support do you need with your bill?
Masturbation.
Just say technical.
So I can help you. What's the account number or phone number on the account?
Okay. 510-891-1506. All right. There's a different number I want to call real quick here. Let me try this one. This is the normal one. I called a weird one here. Hopefully there's a good one here.
If you are calling about regulated local exchange,
it's a guy.
Press 1.
Or any guy. AT&T
sales service, press 2.
Hopefully.
Welcome to AT&T.
Oh, it's the girl.
Para español, oprima el ocho.
What are the guy?
Calls are recorded for quality. How can I help you?
I'd like to pay my bill.
Sorry. So I can help you. What's the account number or phone number on the account?
510-819-1608. Come on, do the masturbation noise. That's what I want, you know? Can I get you a masturbation noise, please?
I got 510-819-1608, but I didn't find anything associated with that account. Please enter the account number you want info on.
All right, forget it. I want that masturbation noise, man. Is it Spectrum? Does Spectrum have it?
Well, I looked it up, and it does say AT&T customer service fake keyboard sounds.
Let's hear it.
No, there's just somebody complaining about it.
Oh, I want those masturbation sounds, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome to Spectrum. Now offering Spectrum Mobile. This call may be recorded for quality and security purposes.
What a man talking.
Para español, marque cinco.
Are you calling about the...
Sorry, I'm seeing your phone number as 213.
Whatever, let's see. Customer service number. Let's see. Masturbation sounds. Sounds like caller was masturbating. This is, oh my gosh, this is interesting. Oh my gosh, a lot of stuff is coming up. This
no, type in type in keyboard sounds. That's what I found.
Look at this. Hold on. Look at this Reddit post here. Sounds like caller was masturbating. Not funny. Prefacing this with two major things. This is not supposed to be funny. I suffer from PTSD. Whatever. Man.
Check your balance.
Okay.
Find information on your plan renewal. Press 1. To make a payment, press 2. To report it. One moment while we pull up your account.
Here, do you want to share your sound?
You currently use
9.
Well, that one didn't do it. I just tried something else. Maybe they don't do it anymore.
Maybe because they... No, I heard it recently where I thought, this is so funny. They still have the guy masturbating. You know?
Who did you call?
I forgot, you know? Customer service, automated... Let's see. What was it? It's like keyboard sounds?
Type in keyboard sound.
Yeah. Where is the dang thing? Maybe there's a video. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Whatever on all this, you know.
It says VRU. Something called VRU does it.
Customer service number masturbation sounds.
No.
Hold on. God, so much stuff comes up that's not what I'm looking for, you know.
Just type in keyboard sound.
This is funny. You know what came up here? ASMR customer service role play. Keyboard typing sounds, computer typing, soft spoken words. That's weird. Look at this. ASMR customer service role play. That's weird. Why don't we just... I'm just curious about this here real quick.
This city, we make it what it is. Each of us.
I'm just kind of curious here what this is going to be about here.
Welcome to Windstream Technologies. Who am I speaking with? Chris? Okay, how you doing, Chris? That's good. Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
This is so weird, man. This is just a person role-playing customer service.
What is your last name, Chris? Jenner, can you spell it for me? Thank you. Now, how may I help you today? Oh, you're having problems with your account. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's so interesting. Weird, you know? What a weird thing. There's all this role play kind of stuff here. People got this role play stuff. I want to get to this room. Whatever, whatever. Let's just, all right, you know, all right. Let me get a new thing loaded up here.
Yeah, get a new voicemail. This ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, actually, we should wrap. We'll do one last voicemail and we'll wrap it
okay. up. Sorry about that.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I just called a few numbers. I couldn't find anything. But I know I've heard that before. It never really bothered me. It just, I think they don't want to have silence. They just want to have a little something. Maybe they need time for it to compute through the system. And they don't want you to think, they don't want you to think that nothing's happening. And they don't want to, maybe they don't want to play the music because maybe that means you're going to feel like it's going to take forever or something.
It sounds funny that it sounds like a masturbation sound, though. I mean, why, you know what I mean? It's so weird, you know? They must have thought, oh, this sounds like a masturbation. I don't know if we should have this, but.
I don't think it sounds like that, but I think for next episode, you do some research and see if you can find it.
Oh my God, it really does, man. It sounds like this with a cheek. You do your cheek against your. No. Editing inspiration question.
Didn't we do this one already?
Did we?
Let's hello. My name's Jacob. I love editing. And I love the editing that Doug Pound does. I like a lot of Brent Weinbach stuff, but I don't know how far into that process it goes. But with Doug's stuff, it's just he does weird, interesting, what seems to be like brand new things. And he always brings it back to where it also makes sense. I mean, it could be completely crazy, but it makes sense. I wanted to compliment you on a feat like that. I want to lament the fact that not enough people talk about editing as an art form, but I guess my question is what inspires you to make art through editing? And do you have any influences beyond like people who do it really bad? Because yours is really good, but I can tell that it's being inspired by something that's bad. Okay. I think, I love your show and I think you are both excellent, wonderful, amazing comic minds. Be well.
I mean, do you feel a little insulted that it's that he was saying that it seemed like it was inspired by bad editing?
No, I know what he's saying. He thinks I'm making fun of bad editing. I don't think I'm I don't know. You have to read one of the interviews I've done over the years. I feel like this has been covered, but.
Right. We kind of covered this, but I mean, Brass Eye probably, that's what inspired, right? A little bit. Well,
it depends. I've done, you know, I have different styles of things. I think
Video Sheriff kind of inspired you a little bit, right?
TV Sheriff. I mean, it was like, just, I was obsessed with editing when I first started doing it and just playing around. And I just thought it was just funny to see things go backwards or go slow. You know, it just was funny. So I would just lean into that stuff. It was really my own experimentation that really got me into it. But I do have he said something about editors don't get enough credit or something. Did he say that? Something like that?
As an art form, editing as an art form doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah, you know what's annoying? Is that, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but I did a voice for a cartoon maybe last year or probably in 20.
Duncan Trussell show.
Yeah, which was great. I loved it. And I only had to work for like a day. And I was getting, you know, like a year later, I was getting these residual checks for like so much money. First of all, I got paid scale to like do the, it's SAG, you know, it's like the union. So my question is, why don't editors get
residuals? Hey man,
it's like they do so many, they put in so many more hours and they do, they have a lot to do with, you know, the end product. And it, and if you show up as an actor and just work for a couple hours for years to come, you keep getting these checks in the mail. I feel like that's kind of baloney.
It is kind of weird, but I guess the idea is it's about using your likeness or something like that, that you get paid for using your likeness. And so you're not using someone's likeness with their editing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
that's my likeness is all over that screen when it's the editing.
Well, sure. But look, actors are overpaid, and hey, that's why I try to be in that business, because it's, you know, actors are overpaid, you know, and they are, and I would say that acting is easy work. If you can get it, if you can get the work, it's easy work. And you don't,
that's why I want to do more.
That's why I try to do that. That's why I like doing acting jobs, is because, you know, it's easy money and you get paid residuals, you know, I kind of think, you know, I mean, hey, that's probably, by the way, I don't care about being seen or whatever. I just want to make the money. So,
it's just weird that like I just get a weekly rate for one week or whatever, then it's done forever. And these actors, for being in the same show years to come, they're going to keep getting checks as long as that thing is being watched or replayed.
It'd be great to be able to get residuals for other stuff besides acting.
And actors, maybe they're not overpaid in a sense, because most of them, I would say, work so infrequently that you got to get a lot.
Yeah.
On so many auditions. So there's all the other crap you got to do.
No, that's true.
That's a pain in the ass that you don't get paid for. You get so close to getting the part, you get a call back. You got to, that's like kind of like unpaid work, you know, memorizing the script and then going in and like.
All the driving around town to the things that you're not going to get. Although, there's been a lot more online auditions now since the pandemic, but that was a pain in the butt driving. You drive an hour to Santa Monica just to, you know, do the audition, and then you drive back an hour and you're not going to get it, you know?
Yeah.
No, but when you do get booked for something, a commercial or whatever, I would kind of just feel like it's, cause the odds are, you know, kind of against you, because I mean, you know, it's not about talent, really. I mean, it's about just you happen to be what they're looking for this certain spot. And it's kind of like I think it's like winning a lottery, you know, or something. You know,
just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. By the way, there's risks too, even if you get the job too, because you could get cut out of the commercial. And if you get cut out, you will not get residuals. Or if for some reason your face doesn't get seen, then you'll get cut out. Your face has to be in it. That's why, if you get a job, an acting job,
on a voiceover on a cartoon, and my face wasn't in it.
You're right. I don't understand that. But I guess your voice. Well, no, I guess what it is your voice. The idea is that one would be able to recognize your voice or something. I don't know, man. Even if you're doing a voice, even if you're doing a character voice, I don't know. But
Brad, I'm gonna pause it for 1 second. I might have something to listen to real quick before we wrap it up. 1 second. All right, that was a false alarm. I tried to call another customer service. I think they stopped doing that. But if any listeners know of what customer service does the typing sound, let us know. Call us. Give us a call. 213-207-6952.
Yeah, we want to hear that sound. And I want to put a poll out to say, who here thinks that sounds like a masturbation session? Or you think it just sounds like keyboard typing? Because I think it sounds like a... Sounds like this. It does.
All right, Brent. Let's go unzipped. And
okay, we got... What do we have what do we have to look forward to at unzipped? We're going to listen to a couple more of these messages. One's called Jason's Dreams and Nightmares. We have another one called New Names and another one called Tony's Trainer Talk. Okay. And we might listen to some lyrics and we might just, I don't know, we might just make some more masturbation noises. So come check us out.
I have a really good acapella, but I might just save it for the next episode.
Okay. Well, but, check it out. Patreon.com/legacy. Patreon.com.
Just let me do the talking. I'm so scared you're going to do that every time. Go to patreon.com/poundcast. Then you can listen to the unzipped episode of this show. We would also like to thank LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word poundcast to get 20% off. And we would like to thank our poundcast squad. We're talking about Chloe Bonilla, Jack Birch. He is L.Bircho on social media, and Jackie Montana. So thank you to y'all. And thank you to everyone who's listening. And we'll see you next week. Or if you're a Poundcast pimple and you're on the Patreon, you're going to hear from us right now in Poundcast Unzipped. Right, Brent?
That's right.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Doug and Brent, talking to each other, Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today? Doug and Brent, are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brent, we'll talk to their friends.